It's time for Marshall Wealth Radio with Mike Marshall. Mike specializes in servicing his clients' overall financial needs, including asset management, retirement planning, estate planning, and insurance planning. And now, your host of Marshall Wealth Radio, Rod Fritz.
Hello, I'm Rod Fritz, and this is Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. With me today and every Sunday morning at this time is Marshall Wealth Management founder Mike Marshall. And Mike, welcome again, once again, here to WRKO.
Thank you, Rod. I appreciate being here, and I want to thank WRKO for having me.
Well, we love having you here at WRKO, I can tell you that. I want to start off here about retirement income planning. You know, people talk about having a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it. I think I know what it is, but I'm not quite sure. So what is a nest egg?
Well, a retirement nest egg is basically all of the assets and income that make up your retirement nest egg. So, for example, you know, a 401k would be part of your nest egg. Most of us have either a 401k or a pension at work. A pension would also be part of a nest egg, along with maybe like your Social Security income and any kind of a investment account that you have put away, maybe some equity and some real estate as well. All of those things make up your retirement nest egg.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of different planning things that you must do to properly design a retirement income plan for yourself, right?
No question about it. I mean, once you get from the accumulation phase usually lasts from age 30 to 60. Right around 60, you get to that point where you're no longer really looking for growth anymore. You're really looking for protection and a tax-efficient distribution of your assets. So what we try to do is we try to position the client's portfolio to guard against things like low interest rates, inflation, healthcare costs. But there are so many different things that you need to consider when you plan a retirement income plan that it's not something that you take lightly. It's very complex. And there's a lot of things that you need to look at before you set a plan in place. And then, of course, you've got to be flexible enough to make changes as well.
Yeah, but of course, I'm talking with you, Mike Marshall, and you have what is commonly referred to as the Marshall Plan.
Right. Well,
which helps in this.
Well, the Marshall Plan is really it's a process, and it all starts with a discussion. Okay, so we believe in planning so much that we literally try to offer people that the opportunity to come in and speak with a professional about their specific situation. The difference between speaking on the phone with us or coming in for a meeting in our offices, if you were to attend a seminar, most of the information that you're going to receive at the seminar is great information, but it's generic in nature. It doesn't necessarily apply to your specific situation. The best way to find out how you can plan for your situation is to start with a phone call or book a meeting, or lastly, you could attend one of our workshops and get the information that way. But we really want to encourage everybody to make a plan because in reality, there's no reason not to have a plan. It's just too important.
You know, speaking of workshops, you have a couple coming up here, and I'd like to talk about that, too, and then get back to the Marshall Plan.
Yes, we do.
But you can schedule a call, a video meeting, or attend an upcoming event, which is Mike going to talk about in a moment. And the number to call is 857-342-1030. That's 857-342-1030. Or visit MarshallWealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, MarshallWealth.com. Okay, Mike, let's talk a little bit about these upcoming seminars that you have for clients coming up shortly.
Yes, next week on April 12th and the 14th, we'll be at Luca Restaurant in Rockland for a workshop at 11 o'clock and followed by lunch at noontime. These workshops will be focused on taxes in retirement. I mean, we talked about it a little bit, Rod. These nest eggs really don't always belong to us 100%. Basically, we've got to partner with our nest egg, and that is the IRS, right?
Yes.
I mean, most of these nest eggs consist of pre-tax money, which means that you were able to save the money while you were working during the accumulation phase of your lives on a pre-tax basis. Well, guess what? Once you retire, and start to make withdrawals, the IRS wants their piece. Mm. And so if you're sitting there with $1 million nest egg, you may really not have $1 million. You probably have something around 700 or 750, depending on the tax rate that you will pay on that money. And it's all dependent on how you distribute it. So to have a tax-efficient distribution plan is essential during retirement because it determines how much of the nest egg you actually put in your pocket.
Oh, that's for sure. And, of course, if you're like me, and I know there are a lot of you out there who are like me, you know your retirement planning is extremely important, especially, you know, in times like these. All you have to do is look at the inflation headlines. All you have to do is drive into a gasoline station and fill her up and see how much the price of gas is now for a gallon. Plus, new taxes are on the horizon. So we have two of these taxes and retirement seminars coming up, Mike. Luca in Rockland on April 12th and Luca in Rockland on April the 14th. And isn't the best way to fight inflation with a free meal?
It certainly doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
857-342-1030 or visit MarshallWealth.com. Now, let's get back a little bit to the Marshall Plan.
Yes.
How is that going to help what I think about investing my nest egg in?
Well, the Marshall Plan is a comprehensive plan. It all starts with a discussion, and the discussion is really to get you organized and get a snapshot of where you are today. Once we have that snapshot, we talk about a client's, you know, hopes and dreams and talk to them about their goals for themselves, their family, their children. I mean, we get in pretty deep. And so once we feel like we know exactly what a client's goals and objectives are, we'll design a strategy custom for them to achieve those goals. And the strategies, they vary in nature because of the fact that everybody's situation is different.
Hmm. You know, you have a six-step plan here for the Marshall Plan. I was looking over some of the stuff here that you talk about. Does it include COLA?
You know, cost of living adjustment, I think, is what you're referring to.
COLA.
Yeah, the COLA. I mean, that's basically inflation, right? So if you have a 20-year retirement and you have a 2.5 average inflation rate, it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more money in the 15th, 16th, 17th, 19th, 20th year of your retirement than it did in the first 10 years. And if you don't have anything built in, your buying power is getting eaten away on a daily basis.
So six-step process, we've discussed two of those processes. What are some of the others on the Marshall Plan?
Once we have our first discussion and you're comfortable and I'm comfortable, the next step in the process is to gather information and have an open conversation about what's going on in terms of your financial life and what's going on in terms of your goals and objectives for yourself, your family, and your grandchildren, if that's the case. Hmm. So once we have the information, we want to make sure that the client understands what they own today. And a lot of times we'll sit down after an analysis and clients will say to me, you know, I didn't realize that my money was invested so aggressively. You know, they never say I never realized it was invested so conservatively, Rod. but they often are shocked at how aggressive their portfolio is, because one of the things we do for a new client is we'll give them what we call a portfolio stress test. And we will put their portfolio under difficult market conditions to see how it would react in various conditions so that they know ahead of time before a correction comes what they can expect for a drop in value or a drop in percentage. And they can kind of prepare themselves for it. You need to know what to expect. And I tell clients all the time, if your portfolio can go up 26%, that means it can go down 26% as well. So as you get to this distribution and protection phase of your life where you need to start drawing income, you need to make sure that your nest egg is rock solid in terms of not being affected by the stock market alone. You've got to have other investments in there that are safe, secure, and also liquid.
And inflation would have an effect on this planning as well, would it not?
No doubt about it. I mean, inflation is the silent thief, okay, and it affects everything. Right now, inflation is the hot topic of the day because of the fact that it is so out of control. And there are a few different reasons why it's out of control. And it's almost like that perfect storm. Extremely low interest rates for a very, very long time, which means easy money, easy to borrow money, okay? Mm-hmm. Secondly is we've had COVID now for two and a half years, which has totally disrupted the supply chain. The supply chain doesn't just fix itself overnight. That's going to take time to resolve itself. So that's driving inflation. And all inflation really is, when you get right down to it, is supply and demand. There's way too much demand for the supply that's available today, and that's causing prices to go out of control.
And does it hurt folks in retirement worse than people who are still working?
No question about it. No question. People in retirement are on a fixed income, and they don't have the ability to go out and, you know, earn more income, generally speaking. So, you know, when they set their budget for the year, and then inflation rears its ugly head, and some of these things are up, you know, 10, 15, 20%, think about what that does to these folks, you know, disposable income. It just wipes it right out.
Mm-hmm. His name is Mike Marshall, and he is the founder of MarshallWealth.com, and Marshall Wealth, of course. And he has a couple of seminars coming up next week, April 12th and April 14th, taxes in retirement. That's pretty darn important.
It sure is, because the tax bite will be huge if you don't have a plan. You've got to have a plan for a tax-efficient distribution.
And, of course, you want to go to those seminars, one of them, or both, for that matter, you can get in touch with Mike at 857-342-1030, or you can visit MarshallWealth.com. And that is Marshall with two L's, MarshallWealth.com. So there's more to come, and you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned, of course. I'm Rod Fritz, along with Mike Marshall, and this is Marshall Wealth Radio, right here, WRKO.
Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide diverse financial services and work hard to earn and maintain your trust so that you are confident with their recommendations, suggestions, and guidance. Call 857-342-1030 or visit MarshallWealth.com to schedule your personal, no-cost, no-obligation meeting with Mike Marshall or to attend an upcoming Taxes in Retirement educational workshop. Marshall Wealth Management workshops focus on understanding the impact that taxes may have on your retirement income. Workshop topics include how to tap into your retirement accumulations and make the most of your income streams, how to determine which investments could help build an income-producing portfolio, plus strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Marshall Wealth Management educational workshops are April 12th and 14th at 11 a.m. at Luca Restaurant in Rockland. Reserve your seat today. Call 857-342-1030 or visit MarshallWealth.com. That's 857-342-1030 or visit MarshallWealth.com.
Hello once again, I'm Rod Fritz, and this is Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. With me today and every Sunday morning at this time is Marshall Wealth Management founder Mike Marshall. And Mike, welcome once again to WRKO.
Thanks, Rod. I appreciate being here.
You know, I've met people over the years who have retired at 56, 58, mm-hmm. 60, 62. But I understand that the magic number here is 65.
It is for a lot of people. And right now, the baby boomer generation, which everybody has heard about the baby boomers. I happen to be in the very last year of the baby boomers.
I happen to be one.
There's a lot of us, Rod. There's a lot of us. So many so that, believe it or not, in this country, there are 10,000 people every single day turning age 65.
Well, say that again.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, say that again.
In this country, 10,000 people every day are turning age 65, and they will continue to do so for the next 18 years.
Wow.
The numbers are absolutely mind-boggling, but what you take out of it is, think about all the people out there looking for guidance. Think about the people out there looking for advice. You know, there are literally millions of people getting ready to make some of the most important decisions of their lives from a financial standpoint, and they need guidance. They need advice, and they need help. One of the reasons we started the radio show was to give them that advice and that guidance. Same thing with the workshops. People need to understand that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to go have someone look at your situation and provide a plan or some advice for you going forward to help you reach your goals. Very, very difficult to do it on your own.
And as we actually talked about off the air a few moments ago, there are no stupid questions when it comes to finances and taking care of your retirement when you reach 65.
No, there's no such thing. And basically, like, I had four meetings today with clients that are getting ready to retire, believe it or not. And all four of them just wanted to make sure that they had their house in order. Some of them did, some of them didn't. What we do is we go through a retirement checklist. We check everything from their estate plan, titles on their bank accounts, make sure their beneficiaries are up to date, make sure they don't own any assets in their individual names, because if they do and something happens to them, those assets will have to go through probate before they get to the beneficiaries. We talk to them about protecting assets from long-term care costs, Medicare. We talk to them about everything from whether or not they should buy a car to lease a car. So there isn't any stone unturned. When a client comes into us to say, I'm ready to retire, I need to make a plan, not just for my retirement income, but I need all of my estate documents and all of my titling and beneficiaries checked as well.
That's Mike Marshall. He is the founder of Marshall Wealth Management. And you can schedule a call, a video meeting, or attend an upcoming event, which we'll talk about later, Mike, by calling 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com. You know, we haven't talked about this too much today, but I want to get back into this because folks who are just tuning in, they don't know Mike Marshall from Adam down the street here. You know, and I want to know why you started Marshall Wealth Management and what your goals are to help people. Because when you talk about the number of people who are going to retire or reaching the age of 65, not necessarily retiring, but certainly planning on it, I wanted to know, you know, how you got started and why you decided to do what you do.
Basically, I was unhappy at a prior position I had with the MBTA. I was writing federal grants for the Capital Improvements Program, and I wasn't getting any satisfaction out of it. I would write these grants for the state, and nobody cared, you know, whether or not I did a good job, a great job, or a horrible job, as long as it got approved. But in reality, when I became a financial planner, I realized what an impact we have on people's lives. I mean, I've been in business 30 years now. I have clients that were 25 when they started with me, and they're 55 now and getting ready to retire. We have taken them all the way through the accumulation phase. We're now going to take them from accumulation to principal protection and distribution. And the way to do that is basically to have a plan for each step of the process.
And what's great is you don't care how rich people are.
It doesn't matter whether you have 10,000 or 10 million. You need a plan. So, you know, sometimes the plan is more important to the folks that have less resources because they can't afford to make any mistakes, whereas people with a lot of money, if they make a mistake, then it doesn't affect them as much. It's not as critical that they get it right the first time. Well, for most Americans, for most people, is absolutely critical that you get one shot and get it right.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned 65, but not everybody at the age of 65, of course, not everybody does retire at 65.
No, I mean, there are a lot of people age 65 that are still working today and not collecting their Social Security benefits and still putting money in their 401k and growing their assets. But what I tell them is, listen, you can continue to grow your assets and work beyond 65 and wait for your Social Security, but the bulk of your assets, the foundation of your assets, need to be secure at that age because you just can't take the risk that a stock market crash or correction could take you out of the game for retirement.
And that's where you talk with the clients about what kind of a plan they need to put together.
Correct. It's called transition planning. So when a client goes from the accumulation phase to the basically principal protection and distribution phase, generally speaking, we do a complete review of their overall assets. And the reason we do that is because there needs to be a transition from growth to principal protection and income, specifically tax-efficient income. Mm-hmm. So no longer is the client's goal to grow the portfolio by 24 or 26%. Now the client's goal is stability, reliability, safety, and liquidity.
How, when you're talking with clients, how are some of the clients scared about planning for retirement or planning the fact that when they start their retirement plans, there's no more money coming in? In other words, they're on a fixed income?
Absolutely. I think that that's part of the reality of coming in and sitting down and going over your situation with your spouse. I mean, it's a sobering situation. A lot of people are afraid of retirement. They're afraid to retire.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because they just think that, my God, there's no way I'm going to be able to live the rest of my life on what I have. And oftentimes, they're not correct. And we're able to show them through our planning and our design that based on their goals, based on their expenses, their living habits, and what they need to live happily, that they should absolutely have a tremendous chance of success.
Well, I got to tell you, you're one knowledgeable guy. And for folks listening out there, if you're interested in talking with Mike, you can schedule a phone call. You can schedule a video meeting if you like, attend an upcoming event. The number is 857-342-1030. Or you can just go online and visit marshallwealth.com. Now, we talked about this, and I know I'm getting off track just a little bit, but we still have a lot of time in our program here today. You have a couple of seminars coming up, or workshops, I guess is a better thing to call it. Educational workshops coming up, and what will the topics be?
Well, we're going to go over everything as far as the workshop is concerned. We're going to go through the seven key areas of financial planning.
Oh.
So we'll touch on all of those, you know, estate planning, retirement planning, tax planning. But we're going to try to focus on taxes and retirement distribution planning. Because, as I mentioned, with 10,000 people a day turning 65, people are now going from the growth phase over to the principal protection and distribution phase, which they're not sure how to do it. You know, they don't know what changes they need to make. They're not sure if they should be revamping their entire portfolio or if they should be liquidating everything or what assets they should or should not own in retirement. And those are all the things that we help them design.
And these workshops will be held next week, one on April 12th and one on April 14th. Luca in Rockland, Massachusetts.
Outstanding place.
That's what I hear.
Oh, phenomenal.
I'm looking forward to it. And if you want to reserve your seat, call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com. And the interesting thing is, you touched on, you know, taxes and retirement. But you're also going to, I understand, some of the topics will be Social Security and claiming benefits, because I think there are a lot of benefits that people can claim that they don't even know that they can claim.
No question. You know, Social Security is another one of those areas that people just are not comfortable with. You know, they know they're entitled to something, but they don't know the rules and they don't know how the benefits are calculated. So the first thing we do is we have a client print out their individual Social Security statement, submit it to us, and we will run an analysis on their statement showing them all of the options that they have available in terms of claiming their Social Security benefit.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty cool, as we would say in radio. By the way, again, if you want to attend one of these seminars coming up here, these workshops, you can schedule a video meeting or an upcoming event at 857-342-1030. That's 857-342-1030. You can also sign up online at marshallwealth.com. That's at Luca in Rockland on April the 12th and on April the 14th. Now, stay with us, folks. There's a lot more to come, and you don't want to miss it because already my mind, Mike, is exploding with the information that you've put out for us here. So stay tuned to us right here on Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. Welcome back. I'm Rod Fritz on WRKO, along with Mike Marshall. He is the founder of Marshall Wealth Management, and the program is called Marshall Wealth Radio. You know, we've discussed a little bit, Mike, here on the show about your Marshall Plan.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want, before we continue with that, people need to know that your place of business, Marshall Wealth Management, is a one-stop shop for people who want to come in, your clients who, you know, work on their retirement planning or their financial planning whatsoever. They don't have to go to different places to.
Right. Well, we've designed the firm so that we have specialists in each area right in the office location where we are in Braintree. And so whether or not you need estate planning documents or talk to an estate planning or elder care attorney, we have a specialist there. You may need tax advice or individual tax guidance.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mark Andrews, who's a master of taxation and a CPA in the office. We have Craig Hartnett. Craig is a CFA, a chartered financial analyst, and he is also a FP who designs and runs our investment division. So we have specialists in all of the key areas, along with a very, very well-qualified Social Security expert. So when it comes to designing the different aspects of the plan, we're not just relying on generalists. We're relying on specialists who do this for a living and customize design plans on a daily basis.
And you can schedule a meeting by calling Mike at 857-342-1030, or you can visit marshallwealth.com. Now, you one of the things that's interesting is you'll probably talk with clients as they come in about your Marshall Plan. And it's a 6-point plan.
Right. And it all it begins with a discussion, right?
Right.
I mean, the first time clients come in, they're nervous.
Sure.
Let's face it. I'm nervous.
Me too.
I need to find out if they're a fit for us just as if we are a fit for them. So what we do is we keep it really low key, really light. Just a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear about who you are, where you're from, what you've been doing. Tell me about your family, and then I'll do the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that this starts to build a little bit of trust and a little bit of a dialogue between the clients. And then once they're comfortable, we start talking about, you know, what's going on specifically in their financial situation with their estate plan. Do they have their wills done? I can tell you this, that if I meet with 10 people, I don't care what age they are, if I meet with 10 people, 6 of them have not done their estate planning. And that's too high a percentage because your estate plan is actually more critical than your investment planning because your estate plan is going to tell the world where you want your assets to go if something happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to have an up-to-date estate plan. The laws change every 5 or 7 years. So it's something that needs to be reviewed on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that you talk about you don't care how the age of your clients as they come in, because I don't think many younger clients or millennials are thinking about estate planning.
No.
But they should be.
Well, so as soon as they start to accumulate assets or get married or have a baby or buy a house or whatever, they need an estate plan. So, but it's amazing to me how many folks who are in their, you know, mid-50s, early-60s, getting ready to retire have no estate plan. So, you know, you can't really say it's just the young folks. You can just say that it's a lousy subject to have to deal with. Nobody really wants to deal with it, but we do, and we make the best of it.
So under the Marshall Plan, these are some of the things that you're checking out on. You're examining the facts, and you're right. Talking with the clients who come in, but there's more to it.
Yeah, we're looking at investment statements, doing in-depth analysis of client holdings. We're looking at their fees. We're looking at who their portfolio managers are. We're looking at performance records in comparison to their peers. There's so many things that we do that first year for a new client because, don't forget, we have to examine everything before we give a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And it takes time to do an examination of everything. It kind of reminds me of when you walk into the doctor's office, the first you can tell them anything you want. The first thing they want to do is get an X-ray, right? They want to take an X-ray because they need to see what's going on, right?
Right.
And so that's kind of what we do when a client comes in for the first time is we're giving them a little X-ray.
Yeah, but then once you've taken that X-ray and you've checked out what they have, the mm-hmm. information that they have,
right,
then you have to implement a plan.
Correct. We'll go back and design a solution, a customized solution to each one of the issues, whether it be estate planning or retirement planning or tax planning. Go back to the client. We discuss the plan. We discuss their options so that they perfectly understand what they have for options. They'll usually pick one of the options, and then we will help them actually implement the plan. So for us, it's a two-phase system. It's designing a plan and then implementing the plan. And the third phase is the ongoing monitoring and client service that we provide on an annual basis.
And that goes on and on and on.
Goes on and on and on as long as the clients want to keep us as their advisory firm.
Now, how important is it when you're talking with your clients to keep the family up to date on what's going on?
It's interesting you say that because I think in past years, past generations, families didn't really communicate about the finances of the family. I mean, I know I came from an Italian family and my grandfather and grandmother were very, very close to the vest, let's say, about what they had, you know. And they didn't really talk about it, and no one really knew what was going on with their finances until they passed. But in reality, you really do need a plan. And if you don't have a plan, there's going to be a plan made for you. It may not be the plan that you would have put together, but since you didn't put a plan together, then they're going to put one together for you.
Well, plus, if you have, and I'm speaking here now about the millennials, if they have a parent who is a client of yours mm-hmm. and they see how successful things are going, they're going to pay attention to the fact that, hey, I might want to jump on board here.
That's true, too. We have a lot of new clients that are children of our existing
exactly,
clients.
Exactly, yeah.
We really do, we're getting more and more all the time because we've been in business 30 years. So these kids that were 5 and 6 years old when I met them are now getting married and having children of their own. And it's incredible to see, to watch families develop and grow over time and mature into, big strapping families that started out with just husband and wife.
And plus, they're young and they have their whole life ahead of them. But it's important for them to start to save and get ready for retirement.
Yeah, these nest eggs, they take like 35 years to build.
Yeah.
You know? And so if you don't start young, you'll find yourselves in your mid to late 70s still trying to save enough to retire. And that is not a good feeling. That is not a good feeling. And I've actually dealt with people who have done that, and they realized they waited too long, and they realized they should have done something sooner, but they didn't. And so the reality of the situation is now they've got to get real creative in terms of how do they fund their life? How do they create the income stream they need to pay their bills and live?
What's the difference when you talk to a client who comes into the office, or you discuss it in a video conference, because you do that, and you can do that by just a phone call, 857-342-1030. That's a video meeting with Mike. Also, he has some upcoming events, which we'll get to in a moment. But when you're talking with the younger folks, I mean, do the young folks know that, you know, as that to use the analogy, that they need a GPS, so to speak, to go through life?
Well, as far as their financial life, a lot of them do. And not just young people. I mean, people who are ready to retire, or maybe they haven't retired yet, but they've got a 3 to 5 year window. Mm-hmm. They really need to get ready for retirement. The best planning is always done prior to the event, Rod. So, yeah. I mean, what they really need to do is meet with someone that they can make that firm or that person accountable for the results of their plan, right?
Yeah.
So I tell clients all the time, you use your GPS when you're on the road? Of course. Everybody loves a GPS.
Well, yeah, because it tells you everything, right?
Not only does it give you guidance, but it makes changes and updates, revisions, gives you information that you don't have unless you have the GPS on, right? So, I mean, think about it. I was in New York.
Recalculating.
It's incredible the amount of updates this. I use Waze, by the way.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I have, absolutely.
Yeah, it's outstanding. And it gave me one the other day that I loved. I was approaching a red light, and it told me that a red light camera ahead.
Wow. That's something.
Just in case I wanted to slide through.
Yeah. You know,
they didn't want me to get a ticket, but. No, I mean, seriously, clients need to have a financial GPS. They need to know, especially during retirement, and they're taking money out of their accounts. Well, where do I take it from? How much can I take? How long will it last? Does it increase for inflation? How should it be invested? And how do I avoid unnecessary taxes? Those are basically the six key questions that need to be answered, and if they're not answered by a professional, if you don't have a financial GPS, then you yourself are accountable for the results.
Mike Marshall could be your financial GPS. Marshall Wealth Management in Braintree.
Correct.
One-stop shopping, too.
Correct. You're not going to find that too often.
You know, we have more to talk about here on WRKO, so you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. I am Rod Fritz, and Mike Marshall's with me. He's the founder of Marshall Wealth Radio, right here, WRKO.
Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide diverse financial services and work hard to earn and maintain your trust so that you are confident with their recommendations, suggestions, and guidance. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com to schedule your personal, no-cost, no-obligation meeting with Mike Marshall or to attend an upcoming Taxes in Retirement educational workshop. Marshall Wealth Management workshops focus on understanding the impact that taxes may have on your retirement income. Workshop topics include how to tap into your retirement accumulations and make the most of your income streams, how to determine which investments could help build an income-producing portfolio, plus strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Marshall Wealth Management educational workshops are April 12th and 14th at 11 a.m. at Luca Restaurant in Rockland. Reserve your seat today. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com. That's 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com.
And here we are again. I'm Rod Fritz. This is Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. And WRKO is pleased to have you here, Mike. I just want you to know that.
I'm thrilled to be here, Rod. I grew up listening to RKO.
Now, Mike, every Sunday morning we are here at this time. You are the founder of Marshall Wealth Management, and the name of the program is Marshall Wealth Radio. We've discussed today the Marshall Plan, mm-hmm, that you have, which has six key areas, I believe. Mm-hmm. And but there's more to the Marshall Plan, something that's a little bit different, and it has to do with assistance that people have and need. And there are seven areas that you have.
Correct.
Not six, but seven areas of assistance that a client, when they come to you, you're going to talk to them about.
Right. A comprehensive plan is made up of seven key areas. So you don't want to leave any of the key areas out. You want to incorporate guidance in all seven key areas. You know, you asked me what are the seven key areas. You got cash flow and budgeting, right? So you got to look at income and expenses when it comes to cash flow and budgeting. You want to look at debt elimination. When you're ready to retire, the last thing you want is a big strapping mortgage or a big car payment. Anything that's going to have to cause you to withdraw taxable money from your IRA or your 401k. You also want to have an emergency fund on hand. We should be reviewing mortgages. Excuse me. If you have a mortgage, we don't want to be paying a huge rate, interest rate on that mortgage balance. Same thing for lines of credit. And, of course, any savings or checking accounts that you have, the balances should be within reason. And if there's a lot of money in those things, they're not earning anything, they're probably not even outpacing inflation. Hmm. Investment planning is the second area. You know, we meet with clients on their investments. We immediately do a review of their portfolio. We determine their asset allocation. If it's an IRA, it's a long-term account. If it's a non-qualified account, it could be a short-term or an intermediate-term account where clients are saving for a near-term goal such as a vacation home or a built-in swimming pool or some sort of special expense.
Or a nice deck.
Nice deck, nice investment. You got to have an investment policy. When we talk to clients about their investment strategy, we need to know exactly what they feel and how they feel about risk, volatility. They need to know that they can get access to their money when they need it. And then we always talk to them about, okay, we know what you have at work, but what do you have outside of work? And they don't really think about it, but my mom and dad left us some money as well, and that's in another place being managed by someone else. So we try to organize them and get all of the assets organized so that they're not getting statements from 8 or 10 different companies 4 times a year plus tax statements on top of it.
So do you think most people realize how many assets they have?
Some do and some don't.
Yeah.
You know, I think that people generally know what they have, but they're not sure if it's invested properly or if it's invested in the best possible place. Are they making the most amount of money? Is it tax efficient? Is it expensive? Are the fees crazy? I don't think people realize there's a lot that goes into choosing an investment portfolio, not just what the fund did last year. So,
yeah, don't you have to look over time?
It's got to be over time because the growth funds are long term. So if you're not looking 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you really aren't really giving yourself a chance for success. I think that retirement planning, obviously, because of the fact that 65 seems to be the magic age these days with 10,000 people a day turning 65, retirement and income is of utmost importance. And like we talked about that nest egg, the nest egg needs to be solid. In retirement, the last thing our clients want is a portfolio that's jumping all over the place 15, 20% a week. You know, they need something that's stable and secure, liquid and accessible. So that's what we try to design. Not only that, we need to design COLA, cost of living adjustments in the plan so that when inflation rears its ugly head and taxes go up, that we're not completely broke on a monthly basis and we have some disposable income.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, while you're talking about retirement here, I want to jump in here and tell folks who are listening that there are two workshops you have coming up involving retirement. And I'll let you explain what it is, but they're April 12th and April the 14th at Luca in Rockland.
Yes, Luca in Rockland at 11 a.m., we'll have the workshop at 11, and then we'll have a phenomenal lunch by the Luca chefs at noontime. Mm. This is actually the same Luca that's in the North End. Have you been to Lucca in the North End?
Not lately, no.
Yeah. No, well, it's been difficult to get anywhere lately.
No, for sure.
Especially in Boston. But this restaurant is outstanding. They opened up about 2.5 years ago. They took over for a restaurant that was there many, many, many years called Bella's. So Luca's doing a great job. Friends of mine, Sean and Matt Williams, they do a phenomenal job there. So even if you don't care about taxes and retirement, come down and have a nice lunch.
Right. That's April 12th and April the 14th. 857-342-1030 is the phone number that you can call to book a spot in one of these two workshops, or you can visit marshallwealth.com. Again, the phone number is 857-342-1030, or visit marshallwealth.com. All right, let's get back here to these seven areas of assistance that you provide.
Well, insurance and risk management would probably be next. What we do is we'll do a review of their current existing insurance policies, whether it be auto insurance, home insurance, life insurance, disability. We want to know exactly what the client owns, and oftentimes the client wants us to tell them what they own because they don't understand it either. If there's long-term care, we would definitely talk to them about long-term care and making sure that their assets are protected from nursing home costs and things of that nature. Disability insurance, asset protection, liability, health insurance is huge. The cost of health insurance is exploding right now as well.
And it has been.
It's about three times the cost of inflation, by the way.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's absurd what health insurance costs the American people today. And I don't see it getting better anytime soon because there doesn't seem to be any consensus in Washington.
So you actually talk with your clients about that?
We talk to clients about everything.
Yeah.
We really do. Everything financially related, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, and I think that the clients appreciate the fact that they know we're there for them. They know we're a resource that they can rely on. Not just a resource, but a trusted resource. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, one-stop shopping, too, because everything is right there at your offices in Braintree.
That's right. Oftentimes, clients will come in and they'll have a dual meeting. They'll meet with our estate planning attorney. We'll do their documents and discuss changes that may be necessary. And then they'll come in and meet with me, and we'll do a complete investment review. So it's nice to be able to work with a firm that has the capabilities to bring you all the services in one area.
And what's great is, and people may not remember this, that you've been around for 30 years.
Don't even say it.
So, well, that's young. That is young. Believe me, I know that 30 years is young.
Well, I'm 57 years old now, and I still feel young. I want to be doing this for the rest of my life. I don't personally think I will ever retire. How's that?
That sounds good. Because not everyone does retire. And that's also part of planning to work on your nest egg.
No question about it. I mean, if you love what you do, they say you never work a day in your life, right? Well, not a lot of people love what they do, so they're dying to get out, right?
They want to retire yesterday.
Yeah. But if that's the case, especially, you know you're going to have a defined date where your income is going to change and your life is going to change. So the idea is to prepare as effectively for that day as humanly possible. That's the accumulation phase that you start when you're 25, usually ends around 55, 60. You can never get those years back. Those years are critical. There's no magic wand at age 65 that's going to allow me to create an income stream for you if you didn't do what you were supposed to do when you were 25 and 35. So that's the reality of the situation, and that's why not only do we help people in retirement plan for their retirement income and plan for their goals and objectives, but we encourage young people to work hard and save, because compounding interest is absolutely the best thing they have going for them, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, because you can't live on Social Security alone, can you?
No, and it really wasn't meant to be your sole source of income in retirement.
Yeah,
they talk about the three-legged stool. So you've got Social Security. Second leg of the stool doesn't exist anymore. That's a pension. Pensions are long gone. Those were called defined benefit plans. And now we have defined contribution plans, which are the 401ks of the world. So, you know, the third leg of the stool is your investment income. But with no pensions, we have to create a whole new leg of the stool. And that takes time, that takes patience, that takes knowledge. And that's what we help our clients with.
Is that where the 401 and the IRAs come in?
That's exactly. Those are designed to take it the place of the defined benefit plan, which is a pension plan.
Now, again, and not to change the subject on you, Mike, but we have two workshops coming up this week.
Yes, we do. Tuesday, April 12th and Thursday, April 14th at Luca Restaurant in the South Shore. They call themselves Luca South Shore because it's the same restaurant, same owners as the North End of Boston, and it's famous. The food is outstanding, and we're just trying to educate folks. We know that, you know, there's so many thousands of people out there that are unsure what they should be doing. The easiest way to talk to us, pick up the phone.
Right.
You have no excuse. We're looking for your call. We're ready to help you. If you don't do it, you have no one to blame but yourself because we're giving you every opportunity.
Yep, you can call 857-342-1030 or visit MarshallWealth.com, and you can sign up for those workshops. I'm Rod Fritz. Thank you, Mike, for being with us again on Marshall Wealth Radio.
Appreciate it, Rod.
Right here, WRKO.
The views and opinions expressed herein are those of the participants of the show and may or may not represent the views of Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment. The material presented is provided for informational purposes only. All investments are subject to risk, including the risk of principal loss. Advisory services offered through Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment, registered investment advisors. Securities offered through Lincoln Investment, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, www.lincolninvestment.com. Marshall Wealth Management and the above firms are independent and not affiliated. Insurance, legal, tax, or Social Security claiming services are not offered through or supervised by the Lincoln Investment Companies. WRKO and Rod Fritz are not affiliated with Lincoln Investment or Capital Analysts.